In Madison, Wisconsin, a small group of African-American women meets once a month to play cards. They call themselves the Bid Whist Ladies. When their group began more than 25 years ago, most of them had small children. Now, those kids are grown, and the Bid Whist Ladies are still playing cards. Bid Whist has been a staple of African-American culture for generations.
Darlene Pierre-Moss. I've been a part of the group over 25 years. A group of ladies, African-American ladies, getting together playing cards. First started out on a Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
I'm Jackie Hunt, one of the Bid Whist Ladies. I grew up in Chicago. I got my Bid Whist education in the bathrooms at Little Bloom Technical High School. My parents played Bid Whist on Sunday afternoons for family gatherings. And so when I found this circle of women that play cards, I was like, okay, this is what's up home.
A lot of people say it's similar to euchre, but I never played euchre, so I really don't know. I played spades and pity pack and tonk growing up. So in college, spades is a pretty popular game, and Bid Whist is very similar to spades, where you bid the number that you think you're going to be able to get, and the object of the game is to actually get that number or more.
Mona Adams Winston. I've played in games, not with these ladies, but, you know, at people's homes or different places where people were, like, out for blood. You know, people questioned, you know, how did you win? How did you win that? You know, you're playing unconventionally and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, I won, get up, let the next people sit down. But here I never feel that. I always feel like, you know, this just makes my heart feel warm to know that I'm gonna come and see everybody and get my yell on and get my cheer on. When you go to Boston, that means you get all the books. That means that you won the whole game. Nobody got anything in there, you got it all. I'm looking at her raking the cards and I'm like, oh, we won that. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
The hostess always typically provides the main dish and then we all bring stuff. Sister Kathy always brings deviled eggs. Don brings corn pudding. Jackie Cole, but she brings 7-Up cake. It involves food, fellowship, and playing Bid Whist.
You know, it's like growing up sitting at the kitchen table and people coming in and sitting down and talking for hours. It's like our kitchen table.
It really wouldn't matter if, you know, if a white person wanted, you know, to join the group, but I think they don't play Bid Whist, so. I think they play bridge.
The Bid Whist Ladies of Madison, Wisconsin. Producer Cynthia Woodland prepared that piece.